will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day today to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in for a high time today in the Word, and we had an awesome service all around yesterday at Island Community Church. You know, God's doing a great work at Island, and if you live in the area, I invite you to come by, take part in one of our worship services. I promise you, you will experience the presence of God as He is. He's there every week. Well, it's His sanctuary. He dwells there. And you're about to hear the sermon I just preached yesterday. Actually, this will play Monday and Tuesday. And here on WGOD Radio, we're alternating between the book of Revelation and what's going on at the church. And at the church, we're in 1 John. And more on that here coming up in a minute. First of all, I encourage you to download the app as well. That's WGOD Radio. You can download the app. You can listen in live on there. You can hear any one of these past programs. You can hear what's going on in the book of Revelation. You can hear one of these Sunday services. Also, another app is Island Community Church, FL, where you can watch the service live if you're unable to attend. But I really would love to meet you here at church Sunday morning at 10:30. Wednesdays, we will resume right after Labor Day. We're taking the month off in August for a much-needed rest. And we'll be back with the book of Romans, verse by verse, breaking out the blackboard. That'll be in September. Here in the meantime, today's sermon is entitled Jesus Christ, Our Defense Attorney. And it's right out of 1 John chapter 2, where John says that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So that's the main point where we're going to end up. We're going to go back in chapter 1 a little bit, talk about walking. Then we're going to look at Jesus Christ, our defense attorney. So let's have this intro play for both of these programs, Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back again Wednesday with the book of Revelation, looking at the next church in Jesus' letters to the seven churches. Here today, it's Jesus Christ, our defense attorney.
Everyone has a handout here for today as well. I can put mine away. I love the title of this sermon, Jesus Christ, Attorney at Law. But instead of LLC, LLC is what? Limited liability. His would be Jesus Christ, Attorney at Law, TLC, Total Liability Corporation of one or three. He's totally liable for your soul. And He's able to handle it. Jesus Christ, attorney. Now we're in chapter 2 here this morning. 1 John chapter 2. We're actually going to go back a couple verses and see where we left off. I've got everything we need here this morning. Got a tape recorder, a bottle of water, two pairs of glasses. A couple weeks ago, my glasses broke while they were on my head. Dwayne found the lens behind the piano. Let's pray. Lord, we ask for your blessings here now. Bless this message here as it goes out here today. Bless my church family here and beyond. Bless those watching on the internet. Lord, convict, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering. May everyone here that's hearing, may we all hear what we need to hear from your perfect Holy Spirit here today. May your will be done here today too, on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." So the Bible, and John as well, have a lot to say today about walking. I love that phrase. Walking with God, walking before God. We read about this mysterious brother from way back in the Bible whose name was Enoch. Back in Genesis chapter 5, verse 22, it says, "After he," that's Enoch, "after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. He was a baby. Back in those days, I mean, Methuselah was 969 when he died. And Enoch, verse 24, "Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." My Greek Old Testament says God translated him. And the Greek word in the Greek Septuagint is the word metatitheste, which means to transport from one place to another. So, good night, beam me up, Scotty. To transport from one place to another. The original transporter beam, it's Almighty God. You can follow that theme of rapture, of being transported from one place to another, all throughout the Bible, starting here in Genesis. The NIV words it this way: Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more, because God took him away. God told Abraham, "I am the Almighty God." Or he said, "I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be blameless." Or as the King James has it, "Walk before me and be thou perfect." And you think you don't need God? How are you doing with that one today? This is your only command. The only thing you guys got to do today, all right, is walk before God and be perfect. No problem, right? And yet I hear fools all the time say religion is a crutch for weak people. All right, all you got to do is walk before God and be perfect, and you'll be all right. And if you can do that, like I said last week, then he's not for you. He's for somebody else who admits they need a Savior and can't do it on their own. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows after me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. So follow after Jesus. Walk this way. Like I do that to Carol every time we go out to eat. I love those old vaudeville, you know? You go into a restaurant and some old creaky old guy goes, "Walk this way," you know? So every time we go to a restaurant, I say to her, "Walk this way." But she doesn't want to make a fool of herself and follow after me. Jesus says, "Walk this way." And what way is that? He's a slave of righteousness. He's chained to it. That's how you and I are to walk. You're a slave of something in this world. Romans chapter 6 says you're either a slave of sin or you're a slave of righteousness. It means you're chained. I got this thing on. It says truth. You're chained to something in this world this morning. You're either chained to sin, or you are chained and a slave to righteousness. That is, you can't wait to get out these doors here today and do good to somebody. Amen. You're compelled to do good because you're a slave of it. And Jesus says, "Walk this way." walk this way. Paul the Apostle says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to another, like Godzilla against Mothra. These are contrary to each other, so that you cannot do the things that you wish. So to walk means figuratively how to live. To walk. Figuratively speaking, the Church of Jesus Christ is walking. Walking on, to use Robert Frost's title, walking on the road less traveled. Going in the opposite direction that the world is going in. The world walks this way and declares, eat, drink, right? Sin is relative. Everyone's got the right to free love. You can marry whomever you choose. Live however you want. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his cat. No. Be joined to his wife. The two will become one flesh. See, Jesus is walking in the opposite direction of this evil pathway to hell and says, blessed are you that hunger and thirst after righteousness. You will be filled. Matthew 5, 6. To walk this way is to walk in the light, as he is in the light. God bless you. Now, back to verse 7, chapter 1. Notice this conditional. Notice this is conditional. Starts with the word if. It says, if we walk in the light. That is our lifestyle, how we live. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, like Enoch did, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, this seems to say to me that if we keep on walking with him and walking in the light, we all have fellowship together like we do right here, right here, right now in this church this morning, at this very moment, and we'll live in a constant state of having our sins washed away. I believe that's what this text is saying. Not because we asked, in this case, but because of our position and where we are. You've heard of the no-spin zone? This is the no-sin zone. Walk before me, he says, and be blameless. And it's conditional on walking in the light. You walk in the light as he is in the light. And it's a continual action. His blood, it doesn't say it has cleansed you or it will. It is. Constantly, you will walk a life. You'll be sinless if you stay in the light. And when you sin, his blood will actively cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. If we remain in the light. Get out of that light, and that's where we need to start confessing and repenting and going through that circle all over again. Verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Be honest, church. The only person you're deceiving is yourself. Which is why the Greek word here for confess in the next verse is the word homologeo, which means to speak the same thing. That is, to speak what God already knows. You're not informing him. You're agreeing with him about your sin regarding what you've done. God already knows what you've done. When you confess homologeo, speak the same thing, you're in agreement with God that you're a sinner and that you've sinned and that you need his cleansing and you need his help. That's what it means here to confess. Verse 9, if we confess, if we agree with God about our sins, then he's faithful and just. The word just and righteous, same Greek word, the word dikaios, legal word. taken from the courtroom. It means the judge. That's what the judge, when he heard your case, if in fact you were not guilty, had his gavel, or regarding your sins, it's this Mongo-sized one here. And he takes down that gavel and he goes, over your blessed soul, and says, not guilty. Now that's what you want to hear. And yet the Bible says, haven't been just. That's what it means to be justified. When you read that word in the Bible, that means God has officially, in a court of law, declared you for all eternity not guilty. Not guilty. No double jeopardy. You're not brought up the same week. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. There is use one time before God. He is your defense attorney. We're going to get to that here coming up in a minute. But anytime you read the word righteous or justified, Romans 5:1, having been justified, haven't been justified by faith, I believe. Haven't been justified by faith. Listen to what he says here on this first day of August 2021. Haven't been justified by my faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So many things people do to chase peace, don't they, out here today? There's only one way to get it. It's to be right with your Creator. The only way. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and He's just, or He's righteous, to forgive us our sins. Remember, that's the only thing God has amnesia with. Where's that in the Bible? Psalm 103, verse 12, and Jeremiah chapter 33. And that's quoted because the book, whoever wrote Hebrews, loved it so much, he quoted it too. Your sins and your lawless deeds, he says, I will remember no more. Think about that. When you believe and receive the man in the glory, God has got amnesia with your sins. Makes you want to shout, doesn't it, Sailor?
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. That's what I mean. That's why I come in here a madman for Jesus Christ. Those that have been forgiven of much, love much. Okay. If we can, let me try a third time to get through this text. Sinner. He is faithful, like the geyser out there in Yellowstone, but he's more faithful than that. And he's just, that is, he's righteous, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say, look at that verse 10, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. What an insult. After all that Jesus did on the cross, you're going to go up to God and say, no, not me. I'm not a sinner. No, you might be, but not me. What an insult to God that is. John calls you a liar. Don't you understand? If you deny that you're a sinner, then Jesus is nothing for you. He'll do nothing for you. He can't do anything. Jesus came in the world to save sinners. Paul said, of whom I'm chief, and he was a Pharisee, followed every rule. He'll do nothing for you if you can't admit, God, have mercy on my soul, I'm a sinner. For those who say, I don't believe sin, I don't believe in sin, I don't believe in a higher power whom I am accountable. I'm not accountable to anyone. I believe in evolution, I've heard. Then you weigh more than the Empire State Building. You lug 16 tons and what do you get? You're all weighed down and you're deeper in debt. God told Ezekiel the prophet, the soul that sins will surely die. All right, let's move on to chapter 2 here. If you notice, there's no change in subject. To be honest, it's a terrible place for man to insert a chapter. Remember, chapters aren't inspired, or verse numbers. You know how verse numbers came about? Someone was riding a horse across Europe, and to kill time, he put verse numbers in the text. His name was Robert Stevens, and he did it in 1551. And that's where verse numbers came from. Why is everyone so shocked? Verse numbers aren't inspired. The Word of God is inspired, not chapter numbers. Chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things I write to you so that you sin not. And if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, advocate, believe it or not, is a proper name for both the Holy Spirit, and it's a proper name for Jesus Christ. That's why if you have a New King James Bible, you'll notice the A in it is capitalized. Advocate, it's a proper name. The Greek word for advocate is the word paraclete or parakletos, which means called in. You all know what para means. I've preached it for years in here. Alongside of. Called in alongside of. It's the Greek word for defense attorney. Is what the word paraclete means. It's what the word advocate means.
OD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.